This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Earlier this year, an airplane landed in Burlington, Vermont. It was carrying a refugee from the Republic of Congo. He fled his country in 1998 when male members of his tribe were threatened by militia forces. He was sent to Vermont through the international resettlement work of the United Nations and the United States State Department. As part of Morning Edition series on first holidays in the U.S., we hear today from Joshua Demina. In one way, he's like many new refugees this time of year. He's feeling alone.
Good. You sing in Congolese language. It helped me to remember my family. And Christmas is something for a family. To recognize that family is a community. But you see, I'm alone. I think Christmas will be good when I will see again my son.
When he fled the Republic of Congo, Joshua Demina left his 3-year-old son behind. They haven't seen each other since, though Demina has been told that his son is safe, living with Demina's mother. Pictures of Demina's family and keepsakes, like his father's Bible, fill his one-room garage apartment in Burlington, Vermont, which is where he likes to practice his guitar. The 38-year-old says he's grateful for the resettlement staff that helped bring him to Vermont. He's grateful for a supportive church and for music played with new friends. But his faith and his new life have been tested this Christmas. Demina was a doctor in Africa, but his credentials have not yet been recognized in the United States. He can't practice here. So he's getting as close to his profession as he can by mopping floors and emptying the trash at Burlington's Fletcher Allen Hospital.
If I wasn't a Christian, I wouldn't accept the situation. I have some photo here I will show you. I was a doctor, I did some photo with some person, and in one photo there is one lady, she was housekeeper. She was cleaning. And now when I see this photo, I want to tell her that I know now how hard. I didn't know how hard your job was.
Dr. Carter to the nurse's desk. Dr. Carter to the nurse's desk.
It's difficult to see another doctor working when you cleaning. Must be very strong in your mind.
My name is Wanza Luendo Musawuri, and I am a case manager at the Refugee Resettlement Program. Joshua is just sweeping. That is painful for him, but he have to do it to survive. I was explaining to him that I went through the same situation when I came, and I explained this to Joshua that it will pass. Right now he's working on his English. When he will find a better job, I think he will feel better.
Well, you have to call a response. Yeah.
I think that there are many nice persons in Vermont, in Burlington here.
Just playing.
My name's Jerry Davis. I'm a lung doctor. Maybe I could help get Joshua involved in medicine in the United States. The short-term plan would be to get him a better job in a more medically connected role, perhaps an operating room technician or something like that. The longer-term plan would be to see whether he can be a doctor in the United States. I don't really know very much about the process yet. I've just made a few phone calls, and I hope we'll make some progress.
Yeah. Every day my friends, they say to me, Joshua, drink, eat, be merry. Why you must stay alone? But I must be quiet. I must be ready because I'm alone. My good friend is... The voice is speaking inside me. That is my best friend now. This voice can tell me, Joshua, do that. Joshua, don't do that. And I call this voice God. I'm trying to do something for God. I'm trying, but I want to see my kid on Christmas. That is my dream, just a dream.
That's Joshua Demina speaking about his first Christmas in the United States. You can find a photo of Demina and other stories in this series at npr.org. Tomorrow, new arrivals from Vietnam celebrating Christmas openly for the first time.